3-0-2-8.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, one exceptional American at a time. Okay, so now we're starting to get some details. You know, you have to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it, right? So now we're starting to figure out what is going on in this bill, this $2 trillion thing. Here you go. And just absolutely, I mean, got to get those marching orders from George Soros and folks. This is the amazing thing about all this. And of course, I think the Florida Marquee was calling it right about these the irresponsibility of these leaders, right? Very amazing. $2 trillion relief package. How quickly will American people get checks? Oh, we're worried about the checks, the payoff. Everybody gets the payoff, including, are you ready for this? It says, this is a don't fill her up. This is a breakdown, an assessment apparently came out on Fox News. I'm checking into it right now. Dems strip funds for replenishing oil reserve from coronavirus. And then in the next sub one down here, this ought to be a real concern to everybody. Show you how what's really going on, right? Coronavirus package has $400 million to help states beef up mail-in voting. There you have it, right there. Apparently, that's in the bill. I don't know. Is this a House bill, Senate bill, what? We know the Senate bill, the House bill is definitely going to have it. But, you know, isn't it really amazing how we're just so, we're being so wonderful on the Nancy Pelosi side, right? Well, now we figured it out. The one thing that they want, what she wants, what they all want, what they want, of course, is totalitarianism. And you've got Republicans rolling over to do just that. And by the way, that sort of explains why you couldn't get a full vote, and you had those, well, Republicans that, oh, we got, we're so sorry, we've got to be quarantined, we're self-quarantining, and they stepped out for the original vote, right? And the original vote did not have something in it, and that something was this. $400 million to help states move toward mail-in voting amid a pandemic that is forcing many Americans to shelter at home. There it is. There's the excuse. This is the destruction of America as we know it right here. Nancy Pelosi at work with the globalists working side by side with, well, repugnant Republicans. Yeah. The funds will assist states as they expand voting by mail, early voting, online registration, and make in-person voting safer for all. Really? How does that happen? How does it losing custody of your ballot make it a more equitable system? Lawmakers and election advocates are warning that if states don't receive federal assistance to move away from in-person voting, there could be low turnout and disruptions in November's general election. Listen, you have low turnout now because people believe the system is corrupt. You're going to get voting by mail from all those people who want to further corrupt the system. That is what's going to happen. So I wonder how Linda Payne is feeling now with all the corruption, right? That abounds right in the face of all this. I wonder how Linda Payne feels about that. I just thought I'd ask the question, right? Yeah. The totalitarians are here, folks. They're large and in charge, and you're not. It's all happening their way, isn't it? Mail-in voting was already the default option for three states that are scheduled to hold primaries in April. Alaska, Hawaii, and Wyoming. Now all three states are moving to 100% vote by mail and are extending the deadlines for ballots to be delivered. It's perfect, isn't it? Among the states that have postponed their primaries until June are Georgia and Ohio. And they're spending millions to send absentee ballots to voters. Never let a good crisis go to waste. It's always about our corrupt voting system being made more corrupt. The $400 million in election funding in the bill passed by the Senate is up from $140 million proposed in the original bill assembled by Senate Republicans. Shocking! By Senate Republicans! Some Senate Democrats had pushed for $2 billion in funding. That was the price tag suggested last week by the nonpartisan Brennan Center for Justice. Real nonpartisan. To help states make voting safe from the threat of coronavirus. The hoax continues. The hoax strikes again. Well, I guess Donald Trump doesn't want to be president after all, huh? He still can veto this, sucker. Brennan Center, this came out of them, from the tweet from the Brennan Center. Breaking, Senate approves stimulus package with $400 billion for states to retool voting systems for COVID-19. But that's far less than election officials need to hold a safe, fair, and accurate election in November. Congress needs to make up the difference ASAP. Right, the Brennan Center. Nonpartisan. Some Republican lawmakers oppose coronavirus stimulus funding to beef up voting by mail, arguing that has nothing to do with helping workers, small business, and large companies devastated by the shutdown of much of the economy due to the pandemic. The latest from, it says, among the critics was GOP Representative Kevin Brady of Texas, who tweeted earlier this week that early voting and other elements pushed by Democrats do nothing to help workers and small businesses survive the coronavirus crisis. Nothing. He's absolutely right. Early voting, windmills, labor bailouts, and the Green New Deal have to do with helping workers and survival, and help to survive the coronavirus crisis, is what he wrote. That's why Speaker Nancy Pelosi's partisan bill is dead on arrival. Seriously, let's stop delaying Senate bill. Okay, but it's in the Senate bill. according to this. The Senate approves the stimulus package of $400 million to help with the mail-in voting. See, this institutionalizes mail-in voting now, doesn't it? Which, as we all know, is a very much a sham type of voting. That's the problem. So here we go. The globalists win again, unless the bill is vetoed. You can call in if you want to talk about that, 215-867-8255. 215-TOP-TALK. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Shocking. Shocking. Shocking they're going to get their little stimulus bill, right? I find it amazing myself. But this is, you know, again, this is exactly what they've been telling us they were going to do. So you lose custody of the ballots, and of course you get ballot harvesting from that. Mail-in ballots, sure. Listen, it's not November, is it? It clearly shows that there's going to be time between now March and November for people to recover and get well from the coronavirus. The hoax that it is, by the way. The hoax, and everybody's in on it. Well, in Washington and New York. We'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. Your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Senate Radio. Okay, we're going to break down this Senate relief package. The Senate CARES relief package is what it's called. So we're going to break this down. You can call in comment on this if you want. 215-TOP-TALK. 215-867-8255. This is now from Breitbart reporting this. And again, you know, we're going to kind of keep you up to date, up to speed on this. This is a little bit different. A reportage from what we just saw from the Senate side, or excuse me, the Fox side. This is a same Senate bill, same thing. This is how they couch it. So I want you to follow along here. Follow the bouncing ball, right? Senate unanimously passes historic coronavirus relief package. The Senate passed a substantial emergency relief on Wednesday night that would provide aid to small businesses, hospitals, and Americans suffering from the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. The Senate passed H.R. 748, the CARES Act, with 96 votes in favor of the bill and no senators opposed to the legislation. It wasn't 100 votes, it was 96. We'll get clarity on that. We're thinking, how did they get 100 votes? Had people confused. Now we understand it's 96 votes. And I did not see the whole thing. So we were doing a town hall with human beings, fellow human beings. Boy, we spread that virus so quick, didn't we? Kind of interesting last night. I did a survey. How many of you have been sick in January? And, of course, a bunch of people raised their hand. Oh, we talked about the symptoms. Shockingly, it sounded like coronavirus. With all of us, same thing. The legislation featured unanimous support from Republicans and Democrats. The legislation required 60 votes to pass through the Senate. The coronavirus package costs roughly $2 trillion and is approximately 880 pages long. You got to be able to pass it to know what's in it, right? I'm just following along here. Bouncing ball. Says the Senate coronavirus package costs that much, $2 trillion. The Senate shot down an amendment to the bill sponsored by Senator Sass, which would reverse the bill's generous unemployment benefits. That was a problem. Other senators who were going along with that idea included Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott, and Rick Scott of Florida, contended the legislation would incentivize Americans not to work. The amendment required 60 votes to pass through the chamber, and Sass's amendment, well, it died, basically. Now, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin rebuffed the Republican senators, saying he didn't have a concern for it. We need to get this money into the American economy and the American workers, blah, blah, blah. We need to get this money. Well, the Senate CARES Act would provide most Americans $1,200 per individual and $500 for most children, establish a several hundred billion dollar lending aid package or program from businesses. The bill also admits many Democratic requests, such as, listen to this. The whole reason I brought up Breitbart. And I got to tell you, the Breitbart writers are much better than the Fox writers. The bill, that's just my opinion, since I read this stuff to you guys, and I get what I think are the best ones out there, and sometimes the other ones fall flat and don't report certain things that are very important to be reported. That's just my little editorial snippet. So, Breitbart, there you go. The bill also omits many Democrat requests, such as mandatory early voting, ballot harvesting, requirements that federal agencies analyze their use of minority banks, and provisions to curb airline emissions. So it does not include mandatory early voting and ballot harvesting. So they stopped the ballot harvesting cold with this. But they did say, oh, you want to mail in your ballots. $400 million to help that one along. Very suspicious. Very suspicious. Incentivizing loss of custody of your votes. Just my opinion. So it's a little bit, it's not as bad as we think anyway. I guess the president can do as he wishes, right? He's going to definitely sign it as he gets it. And it's supposed to go through the House. This is a comment from Senator Joni Ernst, excuse me, from Iowa. She says, as the COVID-19 pandemic has evolved, I've continued to listen to Iowans from all sectors of our economy, and there has been one resounding message. We need relief, and we need it now. After heeding these calls, I pushed my colleagues to take swift, bold action to deliver immediate aid to folks in Iowa and across the country. And thankfully, they've done that. From phase one, where we bolstered our state and local response efforts, to phase two, where we provided paid sick leave and testing, to phase three, where we've come to the aid of America's workforce and to those of our healthcare and industry, front lines, pandemic, blah, blah, blah. Now the House has to do their job, she says. Senator Marco Rubio, after the CARES Act passed, said this: communities across Florida and our nation are reeling from the unprecedented state, and so on. Okay, they go on like this. After many days of negotiation with Senate Republicans and the White House, Pelosi agreed to support the Senate proposal. Because, you see, they before they were poised over the weekend to pass the legislation. However, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left the negotiating table at the last minute to craft her own legislation. That's where she wanted ballot harvesting. They turned her down on that, but they gave her $400 million to help out. Anyway, so here, we're not taking any of this other ballot harvesting and early voting and all this crap. That's not going to happen. We'll give you $400 million on the mail-in thing. So to them, custody is custody from the person who fills out the mail-in balloting, which has been done traditionally, and puts it in, of course, the U.S. Postal Service. Okay, now that's a problem. We know that ballot harvesting happens there in the sense that you just have the post office harvest the ballots. Ballots come in from, you go out and get the numbers and the names and all this stuff from the cemeteries, and people get them registered. They get registered inside the system. And they ask for a mail-in ballot, and they mail the ballots to an address, a bogus address, that picks them all up. And they vote however they want, or they propagate their own votes and send them in. But it slows down the system of ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting, it takes an actual person to go collect the ballots for you. We understand that. Which is what happened in Orange County. Which is what happened with almost got Gillum elected over DeSantis. Yeah. It says, after many days of negotiation with Senate Republicans in the White House, Pelosi agreed to support the Senate proposal. So that's where we're at now. Now that the bill has passed through the Senate, the House will take up the bill on Friday. And McConnell delivered an impassioned speech before the vote on the Senate floor on Wednesday about how the nation will defeat the coronavirus. Of course it will. It's a hoax to begin with. This is a pretty quick defeat, right? Or is it a money grab after all? Well, it's clearly an attempt by the globalists to do their thing through technocracy. We get that. So, Sean Moran, good job for you, congressional reporter for Breitbart News. He's a very good one, by the way. He's a very good reporter. I like him. As much as the crew, there's a big crew going on over at Breitbart, and they seem to be getting better. There's a time period where they just went into a big-time slump, and now all of a sudden they're starting to kind of pick it up a little bit, kind of pick it up. Okay, so we got a break coming up. You believe that? Where does the day go? I mean, it just goes so quickly. It really does. So, wow, we got all kinds of neat stuff going on here. Wow. Wow. Well, I'm telling you, we got some really good stuff. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21. I'm looking ahead. I can't. It's kind of like, should I read it and tease you? Or should I just say, wow, and tease you with the wow? Stay with us. More to come. What's wrong with me?
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Oh, quarantine documents. How is this drama, how is this crisis going to play out? I think that's really kind of the key thing, right? How is it going to, there's going to be all parts of the drama and craziness, right? Right. That's what we're seeing here play out. Now we got this headline. It's a complete mess. Quarantine docs on sidelines appeal for supplies amid corona confusion. Dr. Sapphire breaks down a very encouraging COVID-19 numbers. We are slowing. Of course you're slowing because you've always been lying about it. The biggest hoax ever perpetrated by the Democrats. It's going to come home to these chickens. Are going to come home to roost. Sound effects brought to you by Paul Preston. I need to get something a little better than that. All right, I know. Green Day, stocks soar for third straight day despite staggering jobless numbers. Well, of course, they're blowing off the numbers. They know there's a kind of art of, you know, you have a hoax like this and you're going to blow your numbers up. They know that. Right. So Dr. Sapphire, she's been one of the biggest hoaxers around, by the way. Very dramatic. Oh, no. And everybody's been turning to her, and she's now self-quarantined. And, of course, they got everybody in five different studios, right? Nobody sits next to one another. You don't see these bonding moments. You don't see the good-looking legs and all that stuff from all the Fox News people. Oh, no, we can't do that. We got to be perpetrating a hoax. Right. It's terrible. And, you know, it's bad for the numbers. I believe, I don't know, at some point in time, we're going to have to see what the numbers are for this corona hoax. Are people turning it off? Are people turning it off? I mean, seriously, are people turning off the whole hoax thing? I think so. Shocking. I absolutely think that people are doing it. I am. I mean, you know, I'm in the news. You know, I'm not turning it off. I'm keeping an eye on all of it and watching the local news more than anything else because you're seeing all of your civil rights being destroyed, right? Says Fox News medical correspondent Dr. Nicole Sapphire told Fox and Friends on Thursday that I didn't see it. Of course, see, again, I'm not watching. You know what the hoax is, so why watch? And I think this is exactly what the American people are saying. It's a hoax. Why watch? We're going to go about and do what we don't want to do. Forget about these local people telling us how to, you know, sit home, don't go out, you're going to get fined. Yeah! Get out there and go to a restaurant. Demand the restaurant reopen and get your butt out there and eat. Anyway, Sapphire explained that since the stay-at-home order was implemented last Saturday, there was a doubling rate, indicating that the double amount of new cases every 2 days. Wow. Sapphire went on to say, the good news is by Monday, it was taking 3.4 days for doubling of cases. And then on Tuesday night, they said it was actually 4.7 days for doubling of cases. That is good news. We are slowing, she says. Of course, she's not telling you that there's different regions that are doing all this at different times. Anyway, even though we're doing more tests than before, in New York, the time that it takes to double the cases is actually elongating. I wonder what she means by that. We're having way too much fun on this radio show. You can get in. You can call in 215-867-8255. It says, meanwhile, U.S. deaths from the coronavirus pandemic topped 1,000 on Wednesday night, as 50 states have reported confirmed cases of the disease. Now, we're not saying that coronavirus does not exist and it's not killing people. Let's be very clear about that. So if anybody wants to say, well, you're mocking it, you're making fun of all these people that are dying, I'm making fun of the people that are lying to you about this. That's what. Listen, this virus here is no dead. It's a lot less deadlier than the flu, by far. The numbers just don't add up, guys. It's not adding up. Oh, it's spiking. Well, it's going to have to spike a lot more in a lot more. Oh, there's Los Angeles. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about Los Angeles. Right. We'll get into that in a second. Don't worry, I'm not done with LA and local stuff. Oh no, I'm not done with it. Because remember how many people are homeless on the streets of San Francisco, on the streets of Sacramento, on the streets of LA. You could have a population upwards of 200,000 people, and they're all at risk to coronavirus. These are where your attention needs to be focused. And again, why do we have homeless people? There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Why does California have the most homeless people on the planet? Ding, 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 ding. Let's ring a ding, ding here. For all you good ding dongs out there, let's get to the root cause, because they have a failed government that lies to you all the time. You have a governor who's a pathological liar. He can't even lie well. Everybody sees him as a liar. He's that bad of a liar. So when he gets up there to talk about the coronavirus and we have a $21 billion reserve, we can take this on. Listen, sucker, you had a $21 billion reserve and we had a big, huge fire out there in Paradise, California, and you did not do anything to help. You did nothing, nor did Jerry Brown. It took a visit by the President of the United States to kick you in the butt to realize you better do something, but you ain't got no dollars. You ain't got no dollars to do it, and you knew it. You've known that suddenly you come into office and you got a $21 billion rainy day fund. Why did you not spend one dime? You put out the Office of Emergency Services, Jerry Brown. You put out their little vehicle. They drove all around paradise. Oh, well, here we are, our little vehicle, Office of Emergency Services. That was it. That was the extent of it. A couple of tanks of gas. That's all you could afford. The state is broke as a state like this one is broke as a joke. 40 million people. Well, the fifth largest economy. How's that working out for all those homeless people, huh? Why do you have homeless people? That's because you're lying through your teeth about it, and you know it. Went on The View, told everybody the $21 billion reserve fund. Well, we're good. And you knew all along it was a lie. Everybody could see it in your face. You know, the problem with Gavin Newsom is he's not as slick as Barack Obama or Jerry Brown at lying to you. That's the case. He's got a lot of people not fooled, and we get it. And, of course, having been, you know, see, you got it. This guy, you can't confront him publicly because no one lets you around him to confront publicly. Yeah, they have a good way to do this. So Nicole Sapphire, oh, she's an authority on the hoax. I wonder how much she got paid for hoaxing America. Sorry, but, you know, when people are lying like this at this level, this degree, they need to be called out. And we're not going to back down at Agenda 21 Radio. Not at all. Not at all. When they're lying, they're lying. And they've been lying to you all along about this coronavirus. And it took somebody like a Harris Faulkner to break the ice yesterday, didn't it? We played that Florida Marquee clip that they put out about her saying, oh, isn't there, there's a problem with this. Yeah, there is a real problem with it. There is a real problem with it. She says that this death rate is still going to climb, stressing the importance of stay-at-home measures. And she's backing off of everything here because we're calling her and others out as the hoaxers. And quite frankly, Fox News has lost a lot of credibility with a lot of people. Lots of people. This is when bad things economically and otherwise happens to big companies like this.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Just in.
March 26th, just in to New California headquarters. And Agenda 21 Radio. Bad news for those of the that are considering this Senate bill and this House bill. Election integrity, immediate release. 2020 election, over 1 million ineligible persons registered to vote in California. A review of California's statewide voter database shows that 13 counties have more registered voters than eligible citizens, totaling over 1 million ineligible registrants. Shocking, isn't it? Don't you find that shocking? That's what says Election Integrity Project California. The coverage, or the overage, was calculated by adding together each county's active and inactive status registrants. Here you go. And compare. Shocking math. They're doing math. Oh, no. Adding and subtracting. Shit, this is going to get it every single time. The overage was calculated by adding together each county's active and inactive status registrants and comparing the two to the estimated number of eligible voters from California. From the California Secretary of State's office, their website. Both sources are dated February 18th.
Oh, no.
Six counties have the most ineligible registrants and contribute most to the 1 million ineligible counts. The full list includes Imperial, Lassen, Marin, Nevada, Plumas, Santa Clarita, and Siskiyou counties. This is what they have here. Now, they had how many? 13. So now they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the counties here that are going to show this. Now, the full list also included Imperial, Lassen, Marin, Nevada, Plumas, and Santa Clara and Siskiyou. Okay. This count that they've got here is the major large count. So you've got Los Angeles, San Diego, San Mateo, Solano, Santa Cruz, and Ventura counties. And so in the total registrants in, let's say, Los Angeles, which constitutes the bulk of this, is 7 million. That's a total registrant. Total eligible voters is 6 million. Total registrants. Total registrants is 7 million. Total eligible citizens is 6 million. Shockingly, it comes up, the percent of eligibility is 114%. Shocking. Which is an ineligible registrants amount to 855,000. That's the bulk of this 1 million. The rest of it's broken down in smaller percentages. Santa Cruz County has, they've got 110%, the next highest one. But that's the total numbers, 1,018,000. So this is an interesting number. It says in 2017 and 18, the Election Integrity Project sued the L.A. County Registrar and California's Secretary of State over similar findings. A settlement was reached in which the state agreed to begin removing millions of ineligible inactive status registrants from its rolls. While California counties research the eligibility of their inactive registrants, thousands of new motor voter registrations have been added through the state's automatic DMV voter registration system. See how they're gaming the system? growing the list from 8 counties to 13, while San Francisco and San Diego counties have made progress by canceling hundreds of thousands of inactive registrants, new counties joined the list as their new registrations have accelerated. This acceleration of stuff, it's almost like they've got a coronavirus going on. Shocking, a coronavirus inside a DMV. It means you have to speed up the registration of all those dead people in the cemetery. Get it going. Get them a new license, by the way. I wonder how they're going to do the pictures. Those pictures of all those new registrants, if they're going to the cemetery, must show signs of rigor mortis. They look a little stiff, don't they? The 1 million plus ineligible registrants include inactive registrants who have not voted in years, but are still registered and can vote in any election. Now, I wonder how that works out with ballot harvesting. We know how it works out with ballot harvesting because that's exactly what they do. They register and they have these people vote that they don't even know they're voting because most of them have probably moved away. There are probably a lot of people who have just said, we're out of here. There's a Bobby Brown song that does something about we're out of here. Remember Bobby Brown? I do. Persons who have likely died or... Listen, I didn't read this. This is a cold read, but the next sentence is what they say. Persons who have likely died or relocated but remain on the active voter list, and then tens of thousands of people who have two or more registrations each. Election Integrity cannot quantify how many more are ineligible due to the non-citizen status and other reasons. So there's probably more out there. 1 million ineligible registrants allowed to vote opens doors to election crime in the upcoming 2020 election, especially if they're mailed ballots. Tie in anybody to what's going on in Congress right now with that Senate bill, $400 million to states to help with mail-in balloting. You see why Nancy Pelosi broke off negotiations, came home, got this little coaching point here. Hey, we can do this. We can manipulate the system because we got all these mail-in ballots and they've lost custody. We can. All we need is a little bit of money, Nancy. So go ahead and agree. So they put out all this stuff about ballot harvesting. They said no deal for that in the Senate. And the Senate said they're not going to do any of that kind of crap. No. We'll have ballot harvesting by mail. We'll agree with that. And of course, all the Republicans went along with it, right? It says California needs to take immediate action to correct its bloated voter list, said Linda Payne, president of Election Integrity Project. This is the state of affairs in California. The system is rigged and gamed, and they're going to continue doing it, and Nancy Pelosi got her $400 million. They'll vote on it tomorrow. There won't be anybody with any kind of cojones, like brass ones or whatever you want, steel ones, brass, stainless steel, I don't know, whatever they want to have. To vote against it either. No, the fraud just continues. The globalists get their way. And we creep ever closer to the totalitarian takeover. But, you know, you can go your route and say no to the hoax. No hoaxing here. Not on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And for those of you that want a little bit more of a cherry on top of the cake today, good news, Oxford study indicates that millions may have already built in immunity to coronavirus. Shocking, isn't it? Shocking how all of these news reports are coming out saying, oh, it's not as bad as you thought, because it's a hoax, right? By John Doherty. Right. Since most of the news surrounding the current epidemic that originated in China has been bad, we thought we would produce a share a little bit of the good news. According to a new study from Oxford University, millions of people around the world may have already been built in an immunity to the virus, which will help limit its spread, of course. It says, as reported by The Week and posted by Yahoo News, a model predicting the progression of the coronavirus pandemic produced by researchers at Imperial College of London, where's that, set off alarms across the world and was a major factor in several governments' decisions in locking things down. But a new model from Oxford University is challenging its accuracy, the Financial Times reported. It's a pretty good publication, by the way. The Oxford research suggests the pandemic is in the later stages than previously thought. But this is what we've said, and clearly it is. If accurate, that would mean transmission began around mid-January, and the vast majority of the cases presented mild or no symptoms. Sunetra Gupta, head of the study and theoretical epidemiologist at Oxford, said she still supports the government's decision to shut everything, but the government, even though her research indicates that many are already safe. I hate it when this happens, don't you? However, she adds that she's not real supportive of the work being done by the Imperial College team, noting, "I am surprised that there has been such unqualified acceptance of the Imperial model." Shocking. And that's got us on this whole hoax business, right? Just more facts, more evidence. I hate it when this happens. Data, data, data. Right, Nancy? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.